Hey, this your host, your best friend, Karma Strength, with No Attachments Weekly Podcast dedicated to self-love. Can you please click the follow button? Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to say this is our third season. I would like to celebrate my fans. I couldn't have done it without you. But first of all, I would like to celebrate the countries that are my top fans. So I'm going to start out with the top 10 countries. The top one is United States. The second one is Germany. The third country is United Kingdom. The fourth one is Canada. The fifth is Japan. The sixth is India. The seventh is Finland. The eighth is Ireland. The ninth is Singapore. And the tenth is Sweden. Thank you very much. I congratulate you. Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for following me. Thank you for just being you. Now, let's get to our hottest topic. Our hottest topic for today will be fight for you. Yeah, that's right. You got to fight for you. We fight for everything. We fight for our love. We fight to exist. We fight to be recognized. We fight to be the leader. We fight to be the top one, but we need to fight for you. That's right. We're going to fight today. We're going to fight for you. It's all about self-love. It's all about fighting for you. Come on in and let's get the tea. The tea, guess what? It's about you. Today, you will fight for you. We fight for everybody, but we won't fight for ourselves. We fight for toxic relationships that bring us heartbreak, scars, and bitterness, but you won't fight for you. We fight for dysfunctional family members that inflicted pain and abused us in our childhood, that crippled us throughout our adulthood. We make excuses for them, but you won't fight for you. We fight for friends that have no loyalty and no support, but you won't fight for you. We fight for causes that drain us dry, but you won't fight for you. We fight for a job, I see this so many times, that won't fight for you. And you will do everything on this job. You will come early. You will work off the clock, everything. And you will be scared to say you need to take the day off, to take a PTO. You will be scared to say all of that. Fight for yourself. You know your worth. You know what you do. You know you deserve that promotion. You know you do. You know you're deserving of that. But you won't fight for you, and they will fire you at a drop of a hat. I'm here to tell you about it, because that's another podcast. And so when you're fighting for all these different people and these different causes and these different situations, guess what? You're operating on empty. So therefore, when you're operating on empty, you empty. Because you done gave everybody everything you had, whether it was emotionally, whether it was spiritually, it was financially, socially. So now you operating on empty. And you know when you start operating on empty, we know how that is. When you're operating on empty, you have nothing. So when you're operating on empty, there are different effects. When you're operating on empty, it can lead to mental illness. Yes, that's what I said. I said mental illness. And mental illness can result into unwarranted attachments. Because right now you are jacked up emotionally. You're all over the place. You're spiraling out emotionally and spiritually because you feel in some kind of way because you have given yourself. You have sacrificed yourself to help everyone. And guess what? That's when people take you for granted because they know you will always be there. You will always do it. I can call you. Oh, I forgot she can run this. She can do this. She can give me money. But guess what? You have to take care of yourself. Because mental illness, we look at it as if someone is going to jump off a bridge or suicide. Of course, that is a result of mental illness. But there are other mental illness that we don't really talk about. Of course, we talk about depression, which is looking in the past. And then anxiety, which you borrow in trouble, future. And addiction. Addiction, we always think about drugs or alcohol, but there's other addiction. You know, we try to say, okay, I feel better. I do retail therapy. If you overindulge and you have no balance, yes, you have an addiction. Eating disorder. That is a form of mental illness. Panic attacks. Overthinking. OCD. You know, you got to keep going on, okay, did I unplug the iron? And you go back in the house to see, did you unplug the iron? Okay, you unplugged the iron. Then you go back in again. Well, did I unplug the iron and the toaster? You go back in, you unplug the iron and the toaster. So, I want to tell you today to eliminate some of those mental health. I mean, some of them we are born with because it is a brain disorder. But other things that we have carried, baggage throughout the years through different relationships with different people, whether it's a relationship, it's a partnership, or it's a friendship. So, you have to know today, I'm telling you today, you matter. You matter. You know your needs and your wants. You matter. Today, starting today, I want you to fight for you. You are worth fighting for. You are worth fighting for. Today, I want you to choose you. You are the choice and you are not the option. Today, I want you to love on you. Love you. Today, I want you to hug you. Today, I want you to support you. Today, I want you to celebrate you. No matter what it is, celebrate you. We can still celebrate the small victories as well as the short victories. I want you to celebrate you. I woke up this morning and I said no. That's a celebration. Guess what? No is a complete sentence. You fought for you because you said, no, I won't do it. No, I will not have it. Today you will appreciate you. Today you will date you. You will spend some time with you, whether you do it daily, you do it weekly, you need to spend some time for yourself. Today, you will pray for you. You will pray over yourself. You matter. And that's what I'm talking about, self-love. Self-love for me. Our next topic is, three kinds of people that need to exit your life. The first one will be negative Nancy. Always negative. Whether it's a family or a friend or associate, always negative. Nothing is never right. They're always complaining and they always trying to discourage you for venturing out. I have a family member. Something is always wrong. Hate the husband. Can't get along on a job. Don't like the kids. Kick the dog. Oh my God, I can't talk to you. God, you make me want to put my head on a pillow. Negative Nancy need to exit out your life now. The second type of person is the one that takes your love for granted. They are takers and not givers. Woo! I have some family members like that. Woo! Always takers take everything, whether it's money, whether it's your time. They just always take. And you was like, okay, you're never there for me. You're always a taker and never give. Talk a good talk, but hey, will not support, won't be there. Guess what? You have to exit because all you doing, you a taker and not a giver. No, we got to reciprocate. So we're not reciprocating. Something is wrong because that means I'm doing all the giving and you doing all the taking. So something ain't right. So you're not benefiting me at all. So guess what? You will have to exit. The third type is the one you have to keep questioning their attention. And their loyalty. You have to be like, okay, are you on team Carmen Strength? You have to keep asking, okay, are we together? We on the same page? Are we in the same book, the same chapter? If you have to keep doing that, guess what? They need to exit. They need to bounce. Thank you for listening to No Attachments by Carmen Strength. The diamond for the day is, be careful who you tell your business to. You could be educating the enemy. I'll repeat it again because this is powerful. Be careful who you tell your business to. You could be educating the enemy. You can send any positive comments or suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember to always be necessary, be amazing, be essential, and be grateful. Love you now, love you later. See you on the next No Attachments by Carmen Strength.